This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This was supposed to be my weekend off. I knew... Got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute.
You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United, get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Nobutt.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit,
not an entrance.
Strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
Skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
And look, a Wolverine right in my pants.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did Blackface Comedy.
Go ahead and rub a dummy and wish for something. What I wish for? Or anything. Go ahead and rub it. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. Wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, I wish for something big.
I wish I had a big watermelon. Wish I had a big watermelon. I wish I had a big watermelon.
Hey, you ain't rubbing that lamp.
I know it. I will.
And I, you know, and all that, but I don't really know. I don't know, you know. And, like, I know that sounds like, but it does. Well, like, they want stories, you know. I need to come up with just, you know.
I like to the home, redoing, and I get into, like, redoing my living room. And, but, mm-hmm. Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
Very simple. And just, he's like, I'm just with... You know, when they're, you know. So, I mean, was from, like, here. It was like, this is like, you know, we're right. Country.
Congratulations. By this time, you should have successfully gone through the first four dance steps in Let's Disco, and you're now ready to put them to music. Just to give you an idea of how this record is put together, we've set up the instructions in four sections. The walking steps and four-beat turn, the touch steps and the two-beat turn, the camel walk and camel walk kick, and finally the triple or syncopated steps. We'll take each of these steps individually, talking you through them slowly at first, then to a normal four-beat count, and finally to the music. Be sure to keep the book handy in case you have problems. One additional word of advice. You have to listen closely, or you can easily get behind when listening to this record. If that happens, simply go back to the beginning of the cut and start over. With some patience and a little practice, we'll soon have you disco dancing with the best. So let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun. Good luck.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hello again, everybody. Holy cow, what a beautiful day for baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out
to the crowd.
That's stupid. Call back music. Say, I don't have to listen to this stuff. Thank you! Take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. Drop this joint anyway. Yeah, I love him so much. I want to see you! Oh! I love you, I have to go. I have to go catch a bus. All this boring clothes. What am I scaring you? Would you like a cookie? It's chocolate flavor, very nutritious. We need some help, I'll get it. There you are. I'm hearing you. Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk. I've got a schedule. We're going to Happy Timmy's bus today. That's why it is. Our daddy is dead. I want to see you. Good day for harvest. You know me. I'm busting.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank.
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting adults. The country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
Yes, 3 o'clock, don't know my time to break out. The best damn show on the air without a doubt. So listen up to the make you scream and shout. All of a DJ, just shut your f***ing mouth. You can't beat them, so don't mistreat them. And if you think you can't, you can just eat them. So listen up to the words that they say and listen to the phrase that helps you get through their day. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over.
All I have to do is talk. And all you have to do is read or listen. And believe me, the way you believe me when I sang all the songs. Well, now I'm talking and listen to me, for goodness sake. Don't make a joke of me anymore. People say, and print, and believe. The stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, what? It's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not, because there's Joe, Lorna, Liza.
I wouldn't kill.
And me. And whoever wants to love us is welcome. Whoever is against us, get out.
Let's stay sober. No drinking down the mic till the show is over.
But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember, because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little bit, I'm doing it purely for money. Because I deserve it. I've sung. I've entertained. I've pleased your children. I've pleased your wives. I've pleased you, you sons of bitches! And you can't deny that! Now the government isn't pleasing me very much. They're not protecting me. They're going to move the house away with the kids. Sid Law is some kind of, and a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pits. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge. Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you really? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Isn't that nice? You see, there are some women who choose to stay while their children are maturing in front of their eyes.
Right.
Who care and want to nurture them and fondle them and help them grow up into... Not too much fun. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Uncle Regis will not be babysitting anymore.
Come here, little boy. I'm just kidding. What are we doing here? Where are we going?
Brenda,
oh, yeah.
Congratulations. This is just great. I got a babysitter for you.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
KLEO 1480. Wichita, Kansas!
Big things are always happening on Curl, K-I-R-L, with music. Curl Instant News, Curl features and sports. And you can plan your day with our weather reports. Stay in tune. And don't miss a second on Channel
1070
Curl. Curl
K-I-R-L. Wichita weather. All-American
fame. E-Y-N. You're alive if you're keen. You're in with the onset.
In Wichita,
K-E-Y-N,
all American.
Joe.
Joe, you're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
All right, wait. Let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and he is rejoining
Joe
us
Hamilton.
In... Are you there?
Yes, yep. I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
Your radio?
I can still hear your radio in the background. You'll have to turn it off.
Off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes,
go ahead.
What is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh.
Hugh
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Talkback. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it?
Yeah, man.
I'm game for this.
Yeah, man.
My name is Hugh.
Yeah, man. My name is Hugh Hamilton.
My name is Hugh Hamilton. Are you just thinking about going outside?
Yes, I am. Did you pick up on that? Is it time?
I picked up on it for the entire 10 minutes we were playing tapes.
Am I betraying it with my body language? Is that what I'm doing?
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, Mike, here you go.
I pick up on my love. Gotta go outside.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
And, of course, that's East Coast time, so wherever you are, look at your watch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tired of giving the time and the weather every day. And well, we don't give the time and the weather every day. But I'm
so is this a major change now? You're going to change this? Or you're not going to do it anymore? Or?
Why say 3 to 7?
I'm just asking.
Or 2 to 6? Or 1 to 5? Or
2
to 4? And for God's sakes, what about the stations that run us in the goddamn middle of the night? Huh?
What?
John Fred and his Playboy band.
Judy.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello. just all start right. this thing. Mike, stay in here for a second.
Okay.
Don't go yet.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from
word.
Anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Oh, hi there.
Yes, hi, Julia.
Hello.
Judy in disguise.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
You can cross your heart with your living bra. Living bra, right.
Hello.
John Brennan is crazy. Playboy band. Hey, let's open up the door.
Oh, oh.
Hold on. What?
Ta-da!
He's very retarded.
How's your bath? Basketball wager. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack is the son of Jor-El. More on that in a moment.
And you know about John Fred? Regretfully.
He is bad.
He is bad.
Shocker.
Good after years of clean living.
My Thanks. Condolences to Mrs. Fred.
The widow Fred. Good afternoon.
Franny Fred.
Mr. and Mrs. Father's Day. And all the ships to sea. Come, take a bite of the gay apple of Don Geronimo. And a man who just touched me on the arm, Mike O'Mara.
Hi. All right, thank you. Thank you, Head, and hi. Hi there, friends. As you can tell by the smell, it's the Don and Mike Show, all right. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
0616 odd six.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
They are nice and tight, Buzz.
Well, he's not retarded.
Yeah, Buzz is the only one that isn't. Listen, you want to call us? Here you go.
Buzz is wearing his winemaking shirt today.
Free will. He's wearing his Star Trek. What is that name?
It's Buzz Skywalker from the planet Tatooine.
He's the outfit that Buzz in. It's his pottery shirt.
That's right.
For lack of a better
term. It's his tunic.
Yes, it looks like
his tunic.
The tunic that Picard would wear on Star Trek when he would go to visit other planets on holiday.
He's going to go off sculpting after this.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, we got a bunch of phone numbers you want to call the show. It's Free Will. Good luck. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067.
Yeah,
for a limited amount of time, you can still call us if you're hearing us in Washington, D.C., which is our home city, on WJFK, which is our home radio station. You can call us at 202-432-1067. We're on the Internet. Go to our website. It's purple. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Part of it's purple.
Click on Listen Live. Eventually, Mike, it will all be purple.
The whole website.
It's a great color.
Just purple. Click our on faces as well.
Click on Listen Live, and you'll hear us there. You can email us there during the show. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
Like that never happens.
Right.
Like we don't get emails that John just crumples up and throws away.
We can pretend.
To spare our feelings.
I don't know.
And we're also, I know you're uptight about going outside.
I don't know.
And we are also on the podcast there with the iPod. Yeah. So go to iTunes, and there we are under Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
I'm giving you a brief reprise.
Yeah. He acts like a man who wants to get this over.
No.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Mike, I'm looking forward to my time out
The here. Entire first break could last a while today, so just bear with me.
Great. Wrap it up, Don.
Put your feet up. Mike's going to go outside with some of our Internet fans in a couple of seconds. But I just
They've gathered under the tree.
For a picnic.
Don't you know?
Annual picnic. I just wanted to take a brief moment at the beginning of the show, not to give my annual Father's Day address, which is going to be coming later today. I
right.
speak on behalf of all dads. It's an annual thing. But I just wanted to take a moment out to say, Bob Mailman, where are you, friend? Where's the phone call? I thought you'd be on the phone at 3:01 East Coast time today.
Now, he doesn't have to pay off today, right?
Oh, no. He's already arranged he's going to pay it off next Tuesday.
Right.
Bob Mailman, what do you got to say? How does it feel
you
to
back
be
to...
schooled by the white devil?
Your Miami Heat came on strong.
Yeah, my Miami Heat. Like they're my team.
Well, you've actually latched onto them now, and, you know, you did bet on Miami.
That they'd win last night. So the deal was that if Robert the Angry Mailman won, if Dallas won last night in the NBA Finals, he'd get to come to my house, drink my booze, play my Xbox, smoke my cigars, and generally get his stink all over all of my stuff.
Right.
And if Miami won, which, of course, shock, they did, because it's all about Shaq, baby, that he would have to wear a signboard out front of the studios for an entire show, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, Bruce Willis with a more controversial signboard.
Bruce Willis had to wear a sandwich board through Brooklyn, I think it was Brooklyn, that said, "I hate N-word."
Right.
As part of a terrorist plot.
We've made it a more positive message.
Yeah, we could have Robert out saying the truth. He hates white people.
Yes.
But then that would be, subjected to the same type of thing that Bruce Willis would have had happen to him.
Where's the comedy?
In the movie, if Sam Jackson hadn't come out of his little fix-it shop to save him.
We've given him a message of togetherness.
So Robert will be wearing a sandwich board next week. He'll be shirtless, incidentally, with a sandwich board on, saying on both sides...
I didn't know it was shirtless.
On one side, it will say, "I love white people," and on the other side, it will say, "Honk if you love white people."
Speaking of shirtless, I did secure a photographer last evening for the Annie Leibovitz style topless photo shoot with Robert, Rob, and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yeah, so we got a lot of things happening. But anyway, Robert Mailman, what can I say, dude? What can I say? Right is right, and Shaq's the man.
What was the final?
1,000,000 to 10.
Okay.
And Shaq, as always. What have I told you for you? I mean, even back to the day when it was the Shaq and Dennis show.
Mm-hmm.
I love Shaq, especially when he wins, because he always says something after the game that is profound. Here's what he said last night, directly after they kicked Dallas's ass. Listen carefully.
"I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman."
Wow. He keeps it in perspective, doesn't he?
You know what? That is four-star Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than him saying he's going to make Miami the liveliest city in the world.
Oh, much better. "I am the other son of Jarrell."
Superman. And he's saying it seriously.
Yeah.
Again, probably. Shaq.
"I am the other son of Jarrell, Superman."
Stoic. Sure. You don't hear anybody laughing.
It's because he's saying it.
Everybody's just nodding going, "Yes, you're right, Shaq."
Right. And I love the fact that Jarrell. Superman. Son of Superman. You know, father of Superman.
"I am the other son of Jarrell."
Jarrell.
"Superman."
Superman. Anyway.
And he ends it not with a...
Yeah, it's like a proclamation.
Superman.
Yes.
Sounds like there's going to be more, but there's not.
Goddamn, he's the man.
Okay. On.
Anyway, Robert Mailman, nice beating you in that bet. See you down here next Tuesday for the payoff of that. Now...
Robert took it really well. I called him this morning, and he answered his phone by saying, "F you." But he didn't use an initial.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So he must know my number.
Good.
So, here's the deal. We've got what I've affectionately referred to as a creepy fan site, RadioGodsForum.com.
Affectionately.
I think it's a wonderful fan site.
I've been...
with wonderful people.
Well, you're going to find out, Mike.
Yes, I am.
Let us know.
There's some of them...
My butler's out there.
There's some of them... It's a motley-looking bunch out there.
Raymond Diaz is out there.
I went out there earlier and said hi and got... Yeah, how
did
brave...
Did you really? I didn't know that.
How brave of me. Yes, what I did
Very
was...
Very kind of you.
I got it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, Mike, you graciously volunteered long ago... To be the emissary.
Yes.
To go out during every commercial break and say hello and hang out with them.
And hang out during the opening segment.
And
I'm really already backing out on, kind of. I feel guilty.
Past that, beyond that, it became that you would actually go spend the opening break with them.
Yes, and that is in turn because I will not be spending every commercial break for the entire time out there, but I will go out during every break. But I won't be out there for the entire commercial break.
And what makes this also even more bittersweet... is that today, dear friends, is the last Friday that we'll ever broadcast from this building.
That's right.
Because our last show is next Thursday before we take a holiday break.
Right.
So today is, in fact, the last Friday shindig in 15 years of living in this asshole. Now, really, the true test is going to come next Thursday.
Right.
To see if we can keep it in check
so
that we don't treat this place the way that... Some radio stations I've described over the years have been treated by employees who are leaving to move to better digs.
One reason that's not going to happen, witnesses. I think that, it's not like the old days when we did a morning show.
We work a daytime shift, and there are people
around. We're here, and there are people in the building.
And we're going to have to occasionally come back here. But I think this is a perfect way to say bon voyage to this well, from this gulag that we've worked
look
in.
Look around,
this,
soak it in.
This this pet carrier. This,
now, if you keep talking, I'm going to get emotional.
This
because
dog crate that we've worked in for the last 15 years.
A lot of our blood, sweat, and tears in here.
But, Mike, it's a day of celebration. It's the last Friday we have to work in this building with these old antiquated studios.
Good day for a picnic.
We'll be moving out to new studios in less than 3 weeks. With
good
all
day for a picnic.
Brand new equipment, everything digital, and, well, I can't fill anymore. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
You have to.
All right.
You have to.
Okay. Put my glasses on, take my water.
Now, God knows I've mentioned this website before.
Right.
And as I tried to tell, as I tried to tell these fine folk before the show, I went out and did try to look all of them individually in their
good
beady little eyes with their pimply little faces. Uh-huh. And I said, you know, don't take it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Isn't out. Please, out.
You're not left yet?
Said to all of them, bye, Mike. I said, you know, please just try not to take it so seriously. Because even if I sound like I'm taking it seriously,
right,
really, I'm not. If I'm really worked up about something, seriously,
uh-huh,
I mean, you know, it's a fun website.
Right.
It's a good website.
It is.
People are a little obsessed. They're a little Trekkie-ish.
In a good and yet scary way at the same time.
And they're all gathering outside now. Various shapes and sizes of people.
Mm-hmm.
And...
hello?
Yeah, there's someone saying to Mike, they look scary out there.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Get your ass out there.
I'm just getting my microphone and my, you know, headphones.
All right, hold on. You get a reprieve. You get a reprieve for 1 second. Hello? Is this Johnny Loser?
Hey, what's up, White Devil?
Hey, Johnny Loser.
How you doing, White Devil?
As always, on top of the world. You, my friend.
The white man let me down.
You should have taken Wesley Snipes' advice. Always bet on black.
Hey, I don't remember standing for the whole show.
What? Come again, Robert?
Standing outside for the whole show.
Standing outside for the whole show. He's questioning that.
Yes, you said that was... I think we can go check the tape.
Yeah, that's what
I'm just asking.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just asking because I hope you have Kool-Aid and watermelon for me. It's kind of hot.
Well,
we could.
If you get hungry, get you some chitlins, some fried chicken.
No, we don't want nothing hot down. We want cold watermelon, grapes, and knee high.
Right, Robert, because that's what it's all about. Listen, one side of the sandwich board will say, I love white people, and the other side will say, honk if you love white people.
I thought it was tolerate.
No, love. It's love. Come on. We're all about love here, Robert.
Yeah. There has to be love.
Because, listen, if Shaq hadn't come through last night, you'd be at my house, and I'd welcome you with open arms, with love.
No, that's serious. We'd probably been like an armed escort. You know, you probably had security and police and SWAT team all on my ass.
Well, Robert, you're a gracious loser. I love saying
you're
that.
You're a gracious winner.
You're a gracious loser.
Hey, great winner.
Always.
And I will
see you. You probably would have called in sick if they lost today.
I will see you on Tuesday. Who do you like on Sunday night, friend?
I like Dallas.
You like Dallas again on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Mmm.
So there be stakes on that?
I don't know. I don't know what else there that I could possibly win at this point from Robert.
And I don't remember saying shirtless either. When did we get the shirtless, the man breast thing
on? I thought you were going to be wearing, like, your Lakers leotard.
Yeah, I didn't wear my Lakers uniform.
You didn't want to wear anything yesterday.
That was for the video shoot.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you can wear your Lakers leotard.
Okay, cool.
Leotard. Uh-huh. All right.
I hope they're refreshments because 4 hours is a long time.
I know. I'll see to it. Some nice country time lemonade.
Especially listening to Buzz's newscast. That's a long time.
Yes. Or, you know what? Hold on. What's another good stereotype? We'll get you some grape soda.
Yeah, grape soda.
How about that? Some grape knee-high.
Okay.
All right, Bobby, see you later.
See you Tuesday.
Okay. Bye. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye. There goes Bobby Mailman.
Now, yesterday he said he was Bobby the Happy Mailman, but he doesn't sound all that happy.
No, well, he got beaten a sports bet.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Shaq comes through.
So Mike make it outside yet?
Shaq is the son of Jor-El, and as you know, Jor-El is the father of Superman.
I love the way he says this.
Yes, Shaq, where is it?
Right, I am the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
Right. And now let's go outside.
So then I said, you know, that's not a freckle, that's makeup.
See, Mike's already prepared his shtick with the losers outside.
Oh, these are some good people.
Excuse me. Good time.
We are having such a great time out here today. Oh, boy. You're all so sweet.
Mike,
come.
I tell you what, I can't even.
Oh, Don. Hi.
Mike, yeah. We caught you totally off guard.
How are
Mike,
you?
I'm much like the listeners. From my vantage point in the studio, I can't see. So
let me come over to the window.
No, all I can do is ask that you please be the Vince Scully that you are. And
I'll come over to the window.
No, paint the picture. Spend time with your friends.
We're sitting out here. We've got about, 20 or so of rabid Internet fans, and we're going to go around and meet them right now. Hello there. This is, first of all, I have to say hello to my butler, my man about town, my dear friend, trusted friend.
Come on.
And butler for years, Raymond Diaz.
Stop wasting time with the one guy you know.
Hello, Raymond.
Get right to the other creepy people.
I wanted to be sure you were well taken care of today.
Thank you very much. Now, can you hear me okay? Because my little headphones are, like, going in and out. So you can hear this okay?
Yeah, though? We can hear how creepy Raymond sounds.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you.
I'm sorry. Are you a ma'am or a sir?
I am a sir.
All right, you are a sir. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Why don't you come over to the window with me for a second? I want Don to see you here.
He's going to introduce a friend.
I want to bring her to the him to the window. All right, here we go.
Are these?
I was a little confused. Everybody get a photo op. Don't now. Yes, guess what?
I would guess, ma'am.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, sir, right?
I did say,
absolutely. And what's your name?
Greg.
Greg, and how long have you been part of the fan site?
Since the beginning.
How long has he been mildly retarded?
I've just gotten smaller.
You know, he's actually the first listener scaring me just a little bit, but we're going to get back over. He's got
Mike,
the best chair here. Yes, Don?
You know, it'd be great.
What's that?
If you'd be a real buddy.
What?
Be a real pal.
What do you want me to do?
If you would just ask him what I prompt you to.
No, I'm not. No.
Could we play?
What is this? Hello, Deli?
Could we play the Letterman game, please?
No, we're not playing. No, you
just
can
a
do
little
that.
Bit?
You can do that with somebody else.
Just
no.
A little bit?
No, it's not going to happen. No, it's your dream come true.
Like, go to the guy right. Go to the guy right to your left.
All right, right here to my left. All right, hi.
Say hey, terrorist.
All right. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say everything that Don is saying to me, just like Letterman does. Okay.
Hey, Ahmed.
Hey, Ahmed.
Hey.
I could smell your breath from inside the studio.
I could smell your breath from inside the studio.
I'm a white guy.
Did you leave your truck?
Now, you know what's happening now? He's getting agitated. I've got to survive out here for the opening break, and he's getting agitated.
Did you leave your truck of goats up on the top level?
Hey, pal, did you leave your truck of goats up on the what?
Top level.
On the top level?
I don't have goats. So
what's wrong with you Internet people?
What's wrong with you Internet people?
I'm actually not part of this group.
Sure you are,
right,
ass.
I'm stopping this now. I'm stopping it before I get into a fist fight. What's your name, sir?
Ross.
Ross. That doesn't sound like a very Arabic name.
No.
You're not Arab?
No.
He looks it from here, Mike.
You know, if you were, it wouldn't matter because it's all the brotherhood of man. That's what we're all out here for. Nice meeting you, Ross.
Thank you.
You didn't tell him to say that.
You're listening to Mike O'Mara. The segment is called Treat Others as You Would Like to Be Treated.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
What would be thy name?
Matt.
Matt, how are you today?
Not bad.
So nice to see you.
Hey, ask him if he's got any pubic hair.
Do you have any pubic hair?
Yes.
Do you think I asked that question or did Don?
Either one would probably make sense.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I take that as a compliment.
I bet there's not many. I bet he's chief one hair.
All right, we're moving around here. Hi, what's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, where are you from?
Towson.
Kyle, you having a good time here at the picnic?
Yeah, it's a blast.
There are pizzas here. Kyle, do you have a pierced tongue or is that gum? Kyle has a pierced tongue, Don.
Sure.
That's very scary.
When's the last time Kyle kissed a girl?
Kyle, when is the last time you kissed a girl?
This morning.
Really? Are you married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Was it mom?
Do you live with your girlfriend?
Is it mom?
The boys inside. The cowards inside want to know if it was
mom. Oh, the cowards. Yeah, that's right.
They want to know if it was mom.
Like you didn't spend the first 25 minutes hiding from these people.
Well, you told me I could stay inside.
Well, don't call us cowards.
Yeah, you're a coward.
You're a yellow stain.
Yeah, you're a yellow stain.
You're a yellow stain.
I can see your bald spot from here.
You're standing outside. It doesn't matter because you're standing outside of the creepy Internet people.
I'm looking at you right now.
Hey, you know what? Cheater.
What am I not cheating?
Don't go by the window. Go by the creepy people.
I'll go by the creepy people. They're not monitoring you out here, so they can't hear. The only person that can hear you is Raymond because he's got the headset.
Talk to some of the other dopes out there.
Okay. Hi, friend.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Mike. How you doing?
You know, I just did a Larry Bud Melman technique with the microphone where I asked you a question and kept the microphone up to my own mouth. Where are you from?
From Baltimore, hon.
How long you been part of the website fan group and all that?
Oh, about 4 years there, hon.
4 years. It's a very nice Baltimore accent. And I see you have a National Bohemian, a Natty Bo t-shirt.
Right. Marty Bash gave it to me.
How old is that t-shirt?
It's fairly new.
Has it been washed recently?
Of course not. We don't wash things in Baltimore.
My goodness. Yes. Appreciable body odor. This is just between you and me. Any at all?
No, actually, we're outside. There's a fairly decent breeze, so I'm not noticing any appreciable body odor just yet. So far, but I'm getting to that. Hi. We have another gender nonspecific here. You're a dude, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Welcome to the internet.
Come over to the window, please. I'm sorry. I can't do this without showing people the... I knew you were a man. I knew you were a man.
Now he's trying to fix things.
Would you like to meet Pat?
No.
All right, here we go.
I already met her before the show.
what's your name, ma'am?
Rob.
he's flipping Don off.
I met her before the show. She's one of the people I talked to before the show.
Rob, where are you from?
Baltimore, hon.
How are you related to Juliette Lewis?
All right. The guys inside want to know if you're related to Juliette Lewis. He's not laughing.
No.
Would you like to go back down and sit down?
No.
Now you want to stay in front of the window? What does your t-shirt say? Let me see your t-shirt. Is that a Richard Pryor t-shirt?
Yes, it is.
And you've got to. What is this stone that you're wearing? This crystal? This answer me these questions three
hey,
crystal.
Mike,
yes?
We've got a prize.
What's the prize
hold
for?
Hold on, where's the music? Where's
There's
the
a prize?
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, we have a prize for you.
I don't see it there. Oh, well.
What are you doing?
Well, I want to give the guy a prize.
All right, what are we going to give him? What do we have for him, Bob?
Hey, Rob, take your time, seriously.
Seriously, yeah. Rob, take your time while I'm standing out
it's
here.
It's a throwaway line. Just give me any music at all. Just look to your left and just anything. That'll do.
We're going to have some fun, Rob. We're going to do a sing-along later.
Okay.
I'm going to toast some marshmallows, do all that kind of thing.
Hey,
all
Mike. Right.
Yes, what do we have for Rob, Don?
Please tell him that he's won a one-month supply of Crest whitening strips.
Rob, are you having fun today?
So far, so good.
Okay, Rob. We're going to get you back over to your chair. Thank you.
Who's the coward now?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm the big, fat, coward ass. We're having a great time.
Hey, is everybody having a good time out here?
Hold on, that last guy?
Oh, yes. When in doubt, goose him for a little applause. What?
The last guy?
Yes.
Why don't you give him some Chiclets gum? Everybody's a winner.
Okay. We're going to have a floss-a-thon out here in a few minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's meet some more people, Don, shall we?
Sure, Mike. Hey, it's your party.
I don't like doing this. Hi. How are you, sir? Why don't you stand up for a second? Member of the Big Man's Club. Hi. What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Springfield.
Mike, conservatively, and you can round off to even numbers, what would be your current weight?
Let's go with 250.
250? Is that? Are you telling the truth?
Probably not.
What is the real weight, sir?
I am unsure.
You're unsure. When was? When is the last time? He's playing a sound effect. He's playing. What sound effect would he be playing?
I can't even see him.
Sound effect.
Yes, very good, sir. You're very big. How long have you been a fan of the show?
Since WAVA.
WAVA. That's a long time.
Here's a real serious question I would have for these people.
Yes.
What? Why do they go to a fan site and write about the show all the time? I mean,
that's a valid question. And Don has a question. I'm going to pass it along to you. Why do you guys go to the website and write about the show all the time? That's Don's question, and I think it's a good one.
Because we're fans of the show. We want to know, we want to share each other's opinions about the show.
Do you have any questions for me right now? Anything that's been burning in your brain that you'd like to ask?
Now we've stumbled onto what I...
The band getting back together.
The band is not getting back together anytime in the near future. But thank you. See, that's a good schmoozy question. I like that. Makes me feel like a real showbiz. Yes,
I was
Don.
Actually going to suggest this for the next segment. Maybe you could just like... Isn't there a rocking chair for you out
yes,
there?
Yes, there is. There's a rocking chair. I'm working my way around the room.
Can't
right
you
now.
Just sit...
The outside room, the amphitheater.
Have everyone sit at your feet Indian style and they can just ask questions of their favorite talented mimic restaurateur.
What a wonderful
guy.
What a wonderful idea.
All
that
questions
is.
About Mike.
Don has suggested we have a Q&A session in the next segment. What do you mean the next segment?
No, I mean right here.
Right
segment.
Here, right
yes,
now? Okay.
Yes.
All right, Don, hold on
I mean
a
in
second.
The next mini segment of this
all
opening
right.
segment.
I'm going to do this so you can see. Hold on. I'm going to bring my chair over to where the window is. All right? Hold on.
This is
now,
great.
Can you see me now?
I like not watching better.
Can you see me now?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Can we all gather around? Gather around here. Just sit on the grass.
Form a circle.
Excuse me.
All right, everybody. Come now.
Gather closer.
Gather closer. Let's gather around. We're going to have our Q&A session right now. Please, everyone, please. Sir from Baltimore, I know you're angry. What's that? What did you say, ma'am? He's going to have to get up out of the chair.
The big man.
All right. Hi, everybody. All right. Don has suggested a question and answer session. First of all, we've got some wings here. Everybody's having a good time. So we will. Hi.
All about Mike. Questions all about Mike.
This is questions all about me, and I will answer any question that you have. That's what I'm going to do right now.
I've got a question.
Don Geronimo is the Punisher.
What?
You going to start the questions, Don?
Why do you think it's an entrance, not an exit, Mike?
Don's first question to start our Q&A session today is, why do I think it's an entrance, not an exit? That is a question that that I could speak hours on. I could tell you that...
let's take another one from the crowd.
All right, let's take... Thank you. All right, questions. Who's first? Yes, you, sir.
When did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity when I was 41, sir. No, I was 15. And I lost it in the state of Maine. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
next question. This is a fascinating segment right here. Yes, anyone? Anyone else? Anyone else? Now, don't be shy. Sir, come over here.
Mike,
step up to the microphone if you have a question. Hold on.
Also, maybe you could ask them about their avatars, about their little signature pictures that
yeah,
they have.
True.
What? Their what?
Ask them about their sig pics. When they sign on to these websites,
yeah,
they have little pictures.
Icons or
all right,
pictures.
Don says, see, I don't go to the fan site as much as Don does, so I don't know
what you
do.
Thanks, friend, because I live there.
I really... Raymond, where are you going?
I'm there 24 hours a day, dude.
Raymond has walked away. All right, I'm going to ask you about your little pictures you have.
Avatars.
Avatars?
Yes.
I don't even know what an avatar is. Who's that? What's your avatar, sir?
It's actually VT, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. What's your avatar?
College logo.
What's that?
The Duke logo.
Duke logo. What's your avatar?
It's a guy bashing his head into the keyboard.
Okay.
That is funny.
This is fascinating. Is everybody having a good time so
LOL.
Far?
LOL. R-O-F-L.
Very, very nice.
I-M-H-O.
Let's get back to our question, shall we? What's your question, sir?
If you could be any type of flower, what type of flower would you be?
All right. I'm scared by this guy, too.
Uh-huh. Tell him Pillsbury.
What kind of effing question is that? Give me a real flower. All right. I would be a daffodil.
Faggot.
Thank you.
Well, what
answer?
What the
answer
right
could
answer?
I have given? I'm suffering out here.
A very butch carnation.
All right, next question, please. Next question. You have to ask questions, okay? Yes, you, sir. Step right up. What can I do for you?
You want a beer?
No beer. For you. No, not during working hours. You got one, though? Yes, you, sir.
I'm in the process of getting my child support lowered. How can I get it lowered?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I can tell you how to get all those payments higher. I can tell you how to max them out. Don, I'm not starting to have a good time out here. This is good. That was a really good question. Yeah. Yes, you with the Red Sox T-shirt. Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about Coco Crisp this year?
I'm not a fan. I don't like him as much as I miss Johnny Damon. But that was a nice Red Sox question. Anybody else? Yes, you, sir, ma'am. I mean, sir. I'm just kidding, Rob. There's another Rob out here. Yes, go ahead. Step up to the microphone.
Mike, I like watching you rock back and forward in your chair.
I'm sorry. Don was speaking when you asked your question.
When you rock back and forward in your rocking chair,
yeah.
It's very Tom Gavin-esque.
Yes, dynamite to break. Right, Rob, what is your question?
What's your favorite cuss word?
Oh, the F word, I think. The F word, probably.
Yeah.
In a variety of settings with other words, mixed with other words. I don't like to use it alone. Yes, sir. The Big Man Club. Step right up. Yes.
What's your favorite Irish whiskey?
My favorite Irish whiskey is Jameson's Gold. Very hard to get, but it's a wonderful, wonderful whiskey. Any other questions? Anyone? Anyone? Do you have any questions for Don?
I'm not taking questions, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Entertain a question.
I'm not out there for that.
Why don't you entertain just one?
Please no.
Please. Just one.
Oh, please no. Please. No salutations.
No salutations. He's having a good time. All right, now how long are you out? How many of you are planning to be out here for the entire show today by a show of hands? Everybody. Almost there. You,
wow.
you got to split? Okay, so one guy's not going to be here.
Right.
Raymond, you getting a nice picture? Like you don't have enough pictures. Like you don't, but it's good. It's so nice to see everybody out here. So what do you guys want to do?
Why don't you ask, Mike, would you ask them the creepiest thing they've ever written about us on the Internet?
Fantastic.
That's a good question.
All right, Don has brought up the subject of creepy posts on the website. What is the creepiest thing any of you have ever written about us. Does anybody have something that you wrote?
It's kind of creepy that all these people from a website come down and, like, camp in front of the radio station one day a year.
Now, you know each other, right? Because you actually have identified each other from the web. You know who... all right, somebody tell me about somebody else's post that, or a wacky theory about us or the show
turned
that
up.
You guys thought was way out there, that you thought was very, very strange. Does anybody have one of those? No.
No.
Ask if anybody does any impressions.
Does anybody do any impressions? Are there any impressionists here? Does anybody do any impressions?
Free advice.
No, no they're not. No, nobody's doing any impressions. Ooh. Does anybody do any sound effects? Does anybody do any sound effects?
Tough room.
No. This is a very tough room, Buzz.
Ask thank how many you. Have hemorrhoids.
How many of you have hemorrhoids currently? By a show of hands.
It's got to be
one,
everybody.
Two, three.
Oh,
well. Three honest people that we have. Who's going to enjoy the pizza that they... Oh, yes, sir. Yes. What can I do for you? I can't hear you. You have a great avatar? Step up, please. All right. Come right over here. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, what's your avatar?
It's a young Japanese woman pulling her breasts up to the camera and then rearing back.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we're having so much fun. So will you guys do this when we're in Rockville, when we move to our new location? Will you come out and... all right. Well, listen, we've enjoyed the Q&A. Let's, anybody ready for a little sing-along right now? All right. Let's do a little song. We're going to do Row, Row, Row Your Boat. You're going to start. Okay? And then she's going to join in. Are you ready? Go. One, two, ready, go.
Row, row, row your boat.
Oh, forget it. I just hate being out here right now. It's a beautiful day for it, though. It really is. It's lovely. Don? Don has turned off the microphones. Oh, this is delightful. So much fun. Yeah. I'm really having a hell of a time. Sure. Thank you. That's great. Okay. I'm out. I am fresh out. All right. Are there more of you that are going to be showing up later on today? Who would be the weirdest person in all of your opinion, the single strangest person on the fan site? Do you guys have a consensus on that?
No.
Yeah, would it be you? All right, come over here for a second. Good. Well, I'm sorry. I want to talk to you. Now, I don't know whether they have shut the microphones off inside the studio and they're talking about me or whether they're just letting me. I really don't even know if this is being broadcast, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Why do they think you're the weirdest guy?
Because I'm stupid enough to pay to let them post all that stuff.
What does that mean?
I mean, you
run the site? Yeah. Hi, Don. Hi. I guess that would indicate that we are on the air, right? We are currently on the air. Good. Don's taking. Do we go to break? Did we go to break? We are still on the air. We are still on the air. I am on the air. Hey, weird guy, come on over here again. You said that you are stupid enough to pay for this. What is that? You run the website? Is that it?
Yep.
When did you start the website?
I took it over sometime in 2002.
Why the fascination? Please try to put it, because it confuses us. We do not understand why a group of people would occupy their time talking about this show. Please shed some light on it for me.
After today, neither do I.
Okay, that's not a good answer, but that's all right. So, we're still on the air. Yes, sir. Yes, what can I do for you? Go ahead.
You're talented. We enjoy it. It spends, I mean, at least 2 or 3 hours a day. Well, actually...
Why not 4 hours a day, sir?
My handle is 4-Hour Club, and I
I have to point out that there are ants that are circling your scab right now. I have to point that out. Are you aware that the ants are near your scab? You might want to brush that. How did you skin your knee, sir?
Mowing my lawn.
Mowing your lawn? You had a little fall?
No, it was just tractor.
Oh, you fell off your tractor?
No, I just barked my skin against the tractor.
You bumped your skin against the tractor. That's a nasty little gash there. Well, we're sitting here. I'm not even sure whether we're still on the air. Now you're staring. Come over here. Stand up and come over here for a second. Come over to Grandpa's rocking chair. What's your name, sir?
I'm Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Ashburn.
Are you having a good time out here today?
Absolutely.
Are you glad that I came out?
Oh, sure.
I'm having a good time, too. I'm starting to get really comfortable with all you people. I could actually do the whole show out here today. I really could. I have no real idea because I can't see inside whether we're on the air or not. Are we on or off the air? We are still on the air? Oh, good. That's a good thing. All right, come on over here, Joe. Joe, I've tried to get everybody to open up and tell us about what are some of the weird theories or out there theories that have been posted on the website. They call them threads. See, I don't know a lot about this internet stuff. Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
Well, honestly, I can't really help you because I've only been a lurker recently, and I've been invited by my good friends here who are...
Now, a lurker, is that internet speak?
I guess it is, yeah.
A lurker?
But I do have one claim to fame.
You've never been on Dateline NBC, have you?
Not lately.
All right, just checking.
But I do have one claim to fame, and that is I did help to program the original CD you guys put out 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. You mean our like interactive game CD? Huh? That's so very sad. You can go back and sit down, too. Well, that's a little perspective on what we're doing. We're out here in the grassy knoll outside of our studios here at 10800 Main Street with the fan group, and everybody's enjoying themselves. And I still don't know whether we have gone to break yet. Raymond, are we still on the air? We are still on the air. And is it just me out here by myself? Is it just me, Raymond? It is just me. Let me recap. If you just tuned into the Don and Mike show, we're out under the delicious... what kind of tree is this? Anybody know? Is this an oak tree, Raymond? I'm not sure. But everyone's enjoying some wings and some pizza from Papa John's. And we're all sitting around my grandfatherly rocking chair and having a little interaction. Don has come out. Don is in his car. He is in his car. Now, you don't want to get rear-ended. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Don, why are you in your car?
To screw with you.
You have actually left the studio, gone down to the garage, gotten in your car, and I've been on the air this whole time.
You are correct, sir.
This was not the deal, Wade. This was not the deal that I counted on.
I know, it's like a line one.
But I will tell you, like everything, as time passes, I am becoming more accustomed to sitting out here with the folks.
Okay, then, I'll see you.
No, you're not going to see me Monday. Get your ass back in the studio.
You want a ride?
Yeah. Hold on. No, yo, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that game. I'm not doing that game. That game. That game's over. All right, are you getting out of here?
Bye.
There he goes. Jesus. Oh, yes. That's Don Geronimo, everybody, who has left the studio, left the building, and left my ass out here with all of you. Isn't he cruel to me?
But now you're king.
But now I'm king. I don't like being king. Hi, we haven't met you yet. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Eric.
Eric, how long have you been part of the fan site?
Gosh, since 2002, I guess.
2002, good long time, wonderful. Is there anybody else we haven't chatted with yet? Is there anybody? Anyone? Let me talk to this woman who came prepared. What do you have in your cooler today? Look at all this. What is that? Potato salad? What? Wait, Don's gone around the block again. You're holding up traffic. Yes, Don? Get out of here. Get out. I'm going to call the police. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. He's saying something else. What?
I love your show.
Thanks a lot, man. So you've been... This lady is not real happy in back of you right here.
See, but now look at... She's not... This is what's wrong with Honk for Cash. She's not honking.
She is not honking. She is just staring. And, ma'am, call the police. Call the police. Report him. Call the police. No, they're looking at me like they're confused. I believe they might be from somewhere in Asia.
I'll handle that for you. Bring back the home police. All right, well, see you soon.
Don, can I have a ride?
I gotta go.
Bye. Bye.
Pardon me, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
How are things out there?
You know, for a while there, Rob, I didn't realize that this entire segment had been on the air.
It was riveting. Do you think now would be a good time to go to break?
You know, Rob, I'm not going to do that because, you know, I might get in trouble for that.
No, you're with well within your right to go
now,
to break.
See, Rob, my life has been made really difficult, and I know if we don't go to break right now, that makes your life difficult. So in a way, you know, I'm just kind of like passing it along. You know that movie Pay It Forward, Rob? I'm doing that in a very negative way.
You're paying it forward in a bad way.
Just one second, Rob. Let me chat with a couple more of these fans here. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, how long have you been part of the fan site?
I don't actually go there.
You don't go there. You're his wife. Okay, so this is his hobby.
Yes.
Is this his number one hobby? Oh, motorcycle. Nice bike. All right. Is this his biggest hobby? Is this like what he gets into more than anything else?
No.
Now, what are some of his other interests?
Other websites.
Other websites? So he's just a nerd, Nick? Kind of an internet geek?
Kinda, you could say.
And what's in your cooler? You're the most prepared person out here today. What did you bring today?
There's soda, macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad, oh God! Macaroni salad, I love macaroni salad. Did you make it yourself?
No.
Oh, now come on.
No.
You didn't? What else do you have in there?
That's it.
Do you have any human organs in there at all?
No.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Now Don's pointing at his wife. What? I can't seem to say. We have to break. We have to break. I just can't. Yeah, all right. I can see you. I'm going on now, aren't I? See, now I feel like it's payback. I don't want to stay on, but I want to because it's effing with you guys. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.